Now, I would love to share an experience I had at Roped, which was praying in an old way, but in the same time through that in a new way. So I danced my prayer with a group of people in the Netherlands. And as you know, the Netherlands is a small country somewhere in South America. And yeah, so imagine in the east of the Netherlands a beautiful English landscape, big trees, meadows. And there is a place created where we started the dance to heal the earth. It's a three-day dance which is derived from the traditional Indian sun dance, a vision of a medicine woman, Robin Youngblood, who created that vision, to bring in a more feminine aspect in the sun dance. And the dance is done in here in the States, in Sweden, in Germany, in Thailand, in South Africa, and in the Netherlands. And this was the fourth year in the Netherlands. Also, for me, the fourth year. And imagine in that beautiful landscape, meadows and then around, protected by big cottonwood trees. And there is, in that protected meadow, a circle, a harbor, with a nice reed cover. And in the middle, there's a tree, like a 5-meter tree. Yeah, very nice tree, and chestnut tree. And around that place, around that harbor, there are tens of people, the supporters and the dancers. There are 20 dancers and 40 supporters. And the dancers will be, for the 3 days, in a separate space. They don't eat. They drink a few sips of water in the morning and at lunchtime in the evening. And then we dance our prayer around that sacred tree. And, of course, that sacred tree is the tree of life. And it's what is in our center, our mission that we share here. That's what holds us together. That's our tree of life. And then there is the drum with about 8 people who sing the songs. And the drummer is carrying us during the dance. Bum, 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 bum. And hey, 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 singing these traditional Indian prayer songs. And then we dance. In the morning, in the evening, and that's for 3 days. And we dance our prayer. And we make the tobacco ties, that are little ties in colored fabric in which we put tobacco. And on a string, we made 105 for that. And we put our prayer in them before the dance. And then in the beginning of the dance, we wind them around the tree, and all these 20 people wind their prayers around the tree. So this tree is colored. And the supporters, they have these tobacco flags, bigger ones, and we hang them in the tree. We had a hot summer in the Netherlands. The meadows were brown. The trees were losing their leaves. I never experienced that in my life in this country. So things are moving and changing in this world. And there was rain. After this beautiful summer, there was rain. It was raining and it was cold. And then on the morning of the dance, it was raining. But then on the moment, we all went into the harbor. At the west side, the air was opening up, the sky was opening up. And the clouds were in a full bow, not a rainbow, but in a full bow, opening up and coming, coming, coming. All over, really amazing. Yeah, so these things happen when there's strong ritual, and a lot of you know that. You know, these are the synchronicities. You know, when you're focused on something, and suddenly there's that bird or that happening, and that thing that happens in nature is a sign for you. It tells something, and we call them synchronicities, because we know here that the coherence in the universe is not just causal analytical. Yeah, I do something and then this happened in time next. There are a lot of other ways of connection and coherence in this universe. And we start dancing on the drum. And we dance our prayers very grounded in the earth. And the tree is the focus, so we pray to the tree. And spirit comes in. And it moves in the earth. And it comes back like a torus through the dancers, you know. They get lifted up. So they dance. And they dance. It is a really touching earth, but on a certain moment, you know, this happens. Yeah. So people are lifted up, even physically. And we connect. We connect with the earth. And we connect with the mountains, the tops of the Himalayas. We connect with the lakes, Lake Titicaca in Peru, the highest lake, but all the lakes. We connect with the ocean. And we feel it. We feel it physically. Physically. Vibrationally in our substance. We feel that the earth is our body. And it is so. Yeah. There's much more oneness than we experience in our daily state of separation. And we breathe the air, and we feel how the trees breathe out oxygen during the day, and we breathe in that oxygen. We breathe in the oxygen produced by the Brazilian and by the Amazon rainforest. And then suddenly there is, during the dance, the drums stop and there's this moment of silence. And we all stop and there's that moment we know we are two. Yeah, spirit comes in and descends. During this dance, something happened. We move to a next level. A veil was lifted. It was powerful. Magic started happening. Not only the synchronicities with nature, but also the way people danced, the things that happened with people. There was a lot of people breaking, sitting at the tree, crying, old trauma releasing. And that breaking is pain and tears, but the next moment it is beauty. Yeah. It are the tears of beauty. Because pain can often be the doorway to the heart, to the big heart. Of course, I was connected with what's happening here. And my prayer was with Sunrise Ranch and my home. But in the same time, the whole earth is my home. I'm a child of the earth. Wherever I am, I'm here. But coming back on Sunrise Ranch on Monday evening, and then in the Tuesday morning, being in the men's circle, I felt the power of the man, strong, silent. And then the expression about what happened on the Sunday in service and the week before, that was amazing. These were men inspirited. There was a lot of, you know, really grounded guys, maintenance workers, you know, no airy-fairy people. They shared how they were touched by the performing arts during service and the whole atmosphere, what happened there. And they were, I had to think about the disciples when they received the Holy Spirit. It felt a little bit like that, yeah, what I perceived. So when you have been off the ranch, you can feel difference. When I was in the, after that in the FSC dance that Roshana gave, and after that the teachings, I saw some of the FSC people, and I saw difference in some of them. Like, some of the layers were shed, and there was, it was more breathing. That's beautiful to see. Yeah. And, you know, I'm a pretty grounded person spiritually, so I observe, what I know what I see. And so something is happening. Something happened there where I danced. A veil was lifted. Magic happened. On the Facebook site of the Dance to Heal the Earth is a lot of expression which didn't happen before. Yeah. In fact, a tribe was created, a new tribe. And more things happened when I was in the Netherlands because I was invited by a group that visited a ritual in the east of the Netherlands also, where a lot of medicine people from all over the world gathered, Maori, Aboriginal, African. Yeah. And there was a group of people who worked for sustainable work, and they asked themselves, different organizations, what do we really share? We can't find it. I said, okay, let's get in a circle. And we did a ritual with the six directions, and they shared from their heart. You know, I asked them really to share from their heart their calling, their deepest calling. And they did. And the leader of the group said afterwards, it's first time I experienced tribe. So magic is happening in many places. Groups are gathering. People feel they can't do it alone anymore. Organizations are gathering. And so we live in a very, very interesting, exciting time, not only where is a lot of confusion and bad stuff happening and resistance to the healing of the earth, but there's a lot of beauty happening. And I would say on more places the veil is lifted, and it's happening here. And we are privileged to have this experience. But not only privileged, we are doing it, you know. We are really doing it. And I honor that in each of you, that we are doing it. Because we have to offer something. And during this dance, one of the observations also of the medicine people was that this dance was that powerful because ego stepped aside, personality stepped aside. And when personality step aside, what happens? Then there's space for universal love and for spirit. It's a natural law. It comes as a gift. And when we receive that, yeah, beautiful things can happen. You know, a more coherence in that group where I danced, you know, developing a two-family tribe. And that's what's happening here in this community. And the beauty is of that tribal thing is that we are not getting into a cult state or in a kind of weird spiritual orgasm. No, we are very conscious. We are very conscious, and the field that is developing here makes each individual more individual. We don't lose ourselves in this coherence and this bigger field of interconnected love and increased vibration. No, it lifts us up and it lets us find more of our unique being. So, two worlds at the other side of the world and here, we were in a connected process. So, let's celebrate that.